commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
The lawsuit was born of innocence. Brookfield's two high schools had small gymnasiums, and for graduation day, school officials didn't want students to be limited to just two guests. They decided against holding the ceremony outside. What if it rained? So they rented the largest hall they could find. It happened to be the Elmbrook Church. It's a modern megachurch with a large air-conditioned sanctuary, a big stage, a wide seating area, and a balcony. The students voted in favor of the venue. The ceremony would be entirely secular, but it would be held in a church. And Americans United for the Separation of Church and State sued. Among their objections, there would be a large wooden cross above the stage, and the church would not allow it to be covered or taken down. The church's specific teachings were those that don't believe in Christ are condemned to hell. One plaintiff, a student, said he would be forced to choose between attending a ceremony in a house of worship or missing his graduation. Another family member that joined the lawsuit but shielded their name said they would face social ostracism if they spoke up. An appeals court ruled that the ceremony was a violation of separation of church and state, and this week the U.S. Supreme Court decided not to hear the case, which allows the lower court ruling to stand. The decision is wrong. Being around religious trappings is not unconstitutional, nor is conducting government business in a house of worship. There are hundreds of churches and church-affiliated schools that are used as polling stations on Election Day. There's one strange case from Pennsylvania where a church covered up images of Christ but left uncovered posters of Barack Obama, which were being used as part of a civics lesson. These days, Brookfield holds graduation in its new, larger fieldhouse. The simple solution is to look at what the Constitution actually says. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Now, there are dozens of religious inscriptions and images on federal buildings, including the U.S. Supreme Court. Moses is seen holding the tablets of the Ten Commandments. That's one of the figures sculpted atop the Supreme Court building, representing the great lawmakers of mankind. Other tablet imagery within the court building includes the Ten Roman numerals. Historians disagree over whether that's the Bill of Rights or the Ten Commandments. On the chance that someone might be offended or feel uncomfortable entering the highest court of our land, shouldn't those images be plastered over? Or should we just acknowledge that the Constitution doesn't guarantee that we won't ever have feelings of discomfort or that we won't ever be unoffended?